This is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Right now, of course, so we're hoping we'll have Nancy Lafont with us to talk about an essay she's recently written on the church. But while we're waiting for Nancy to call in, I wanted to just point out that when my good friend Colonel Ron Ray was actually a member of a commission, I think it was probably about 1991, when this was a presidential commission, he had been appointed there to that position by President George Herbert Walker Bush, and it was discussing the influence of gays and women in the military, and one of the people who testified there was David Horowitz. Now, David was raised in a communist family. He called himself a red diaper baby, and it wasn't until he was, well into his 30s when supposedly had an epiphany and became a conservative. But when he was testifying before the committee, he was talking about how the communists had infiltrated all of the basic structures of our society, the educational system and our corporate society, and they were working at every level of our government. And apparently after the testimony was over, Colonel Ray got up and walked over to David and said, "What about the churches? What about the churches?" And David Horowitz's reply was, "Well, that was the easiest thing. We infiltrated them over 50 years ago and neutralized them." And this is the great tragedy, is because they did infiltrate the seminaries. Oh, they wouldn't necessarily talk about communism. They'd just talk about the importance of Christianity, you know, being involved in doing good things. And who can be against helping the widows and orphans and the needy and the starving? And we should all be involved in that, and the church should be involved in that as part of its ministry. But what they really were doing was undermining the gospel of Jesus Christ, and very subtly changing the message of the church. More recently, of course, we've dramatically changed the message of the church. We've changed the music of the church. And with Rick Warren's peace plan, and as you know, Rick Warren was called back to talk before the Council on Foreign Relations. Pastor Rick Warren has been selected by Time magazine, the paragon of virtue of the radical people who run the world, certainly as far as I'm concerned, the flagship publication of the elite of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and those wealthy people who rule the world. And they have chosen Rick Warren as America's pastor, and then, of course, they invited him back to talk to the Council on Foreign Relations and to talk to UNESCO and other United Nations organizations. And he's been asked to go to Rwanda simply to remake the whole structure of that tragic country. And he is training ministers from 65 nations throughout the world how to alter the message of Christianity and make it more relevant to our time, which really means pushing the agenda of the internationalists towards the New World Order and the New World Religion, because the New World Religion is fundamental to what's really going on today. The one enemy that can stand against this force is Christianity. And it's not that Christianity has been tried and failed, it just hasn't been tried and hasn't really been applied. And certainly in our dealings with the Muslim world, do you really think that we are going to win around the Muslim world of Christianity when we see the pictures of Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, and they know about the 600,000 Iraqi civilians that we've killed, and they know about the 500,000 Iraqi children who died between 1991 and year 2000 because of the embargo we put on the country, and the other 1.5 million Iraqis that died? And they feel we killed them because they were Muslims. And who knows, maybe they're right. When Madeleine Albright was asked about the 500,000 children, it was worth it. She says, of course it was worth it.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healing Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is today certainly somebody that I always certainly look forward to having with us, and it's Nancy Levant. So, Nancy, go ahead. You pick up the story. Nancy's written an essay, and I just got it today, and it is the thing she's concerned about, the church. But let me just point out that they are using the church today to push environmentalism, and to teach the children how they have to love the trees and how the church and Christians should be so concerned about preserving the earth that God gave us. And after all, didn't God say that we would have dominion over the earth? And that's why we have to be concerned about global warming. But the biggest thing today, you know, is twofold. One is the fact that many ministers are telling people how wonderful the war in Iraq is because now that opens Iraq to the Christian gospel, and now we can get in there and, you know, we can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and isn't it wonderful what our government is doing? And without ever pointing out the fact that what we've done is established a socialist dictatorship under Sharia law in Iraq, and nobody's ever going to tell you that's what the constitution of Iraq that we imposed upon them calls for. And then the second thing is, of course, that the church today is pushing internationalism, as it always had, this idea of bringing the kingdom of God to earth. So with that as the background, Nancy, you picked this up. I believe in the kingdom of God, but we're not going to bring it, believe me. Man is not going to do that, only God. So pick the story up, Nancy.
Well, you know, I wrote this essay really because I had read something that said that there were about 40,000 denominations in the Judeo-Christian Islamic tradition, which kind of made me laugh, because there may be 40,000 denominations, but I venture to say that 25 years ago that wasn't the case. The reason there are 40,000 denominations is because most of these now become 501c3 churches, which means they become corporations. And when you look at the infrastructure of the global government and how it is basically, what we are doing is we're corporatizing just about everything. It's not just the churches that have become corporations. It's everything. It's all of the other nonprofits. It's all the human service agencies. It's even hospitals. I mean, and partnership after partnership after everybody partnershipping with everybody else through these nonprofit apparatuses. Now, the churches, about 85 to 89% of the churches in the United States of America are now 501c3 corporations. And, of course, global governance is really about kind of a fascist system of government, which is where you literally partner corporations to government and to laws and to politicians. And so this is why we see this stunning number of 40,000 plus denominations in our Judeo-Christian Islamic traditions. I think that what we're really seeing is that religion is morphing into a political movement. And it's all backed by corporations and by corporate agendas. And, of course, these agendas we can find in the UN and in the World Bank and in the World Trade Organization. I mean, it's all really a global governance scam. And, you know, it bothers me because I get so many people who write to me and they say, you know, well, we need, you know, it's all the Jews' fault or it's all the Muslims' fault. Or it's all this or it's all that, and there's only one way to heaven. And this is, and it's this way. And, I mean, I probably get 100 emails a day from people of every religious flavor that you can imagine, every single one, saying, no, our way is the only way. Now, of course, their churches are 501c3 corporations. And so it's interesting that they push and push and push their versions of how you get to the pearly gates. But at the same time, we need to look at what is going on in the world, and specifically really in our schools, and how religion is being treated in our toward our school children, what they are being told in the public school system, and what our churches are now involved with in the United States of America. They're involved in environmentalism. Gee, where did that come from? The UN, the Earth Summit. They're involved in telling people how to behave should there be a large crisis in the country. Pastors are now being told, well, this is what you need. This is how you need to control your congregations, basically. We're not dealing with if we're talking about the Christian church, we're certainly not dealing with the messages and the commandments of our religion or of Jesus Christ. This is not what our churches are about anymore, especially if they're 501c3 churches. They have a whole new agenda that they are mandated to carry out because they have taken government money. So the government is, in essence, partnered itself to our churches, and it's telling them what they need to be talking about to the congregations. And, you know, we basically, what you are seeing is religion is becoming extremely political, extremely politically motivated. You know, it's telling us who we need to be voting for. It's telling us how we need to be living. It's telling us how we need to be functioning in our sustainable environment. And it's a bastardization of religion. What we are seeing is that politics is, in fact, becoming our religion. And what we also are seeing is that large corporations and politicians buy up and pay higher these think tank organizations like the Aspen Institute and the Brookings Institute, and these places are actually writing the new religion that they would like not only American people but the world people to begin worshiping. And it's kind of a pantheist religion based upon a worship of nature, of a sustainable nature, mind you, wherein we are being told that it's a bad thing for us to own private property. That's too selfish. It's a bad thing to have air conditioning and central air and central heat because that's not environmentally responsible. It's a bad thing that we use too much water and we use as much water as we choose, that we are not being socially responsible people. And this is all under the guise of this new pantheist religion, which actually kind of has a name. They call it Gaia, spelled G-A-I-A. And I have actually seen this term used in textbooks for children. And so, once again, we are seeing the true religious beliefs are actually becoming almost criminalized. And we are being told that we have mental illnesses if we believe in traditional religious beliefs. And at the same time, these elitist think tank organizations are rewriting what we are to believe, and it's already infiltrated into our public schools. So what you are seeing, literally, is religion morphing into politics, or maybe politics morphing into religious belief of the masses.
All right. Well, I certainly share many of your concerns. I do believe that we need to have the churches preaching morality, and I think that it should encourage people to vote for moral people. The only trouble is, you know, I'm not certain that God is necessarily a Republican. I mean, I wish the Republican Party stood for the principles that espouses, but it really doesn't. It says one thing, but it certainly, you know, all these talk about being pro-life and changing our laws has accomplished absolutely nothing. They've controlled Congress for 6 years, both houses of Congress and the presidency. Nothing has changed at all.
The Republicans don't have the guts to come out and say, well, neither do the Democrats. None of the political parties do, to really come out and say, gosh, America has aborted almost 50 million American children since 1973. Gosh, why aren't they talking about that?
I think it really was so interesting, Nancy, is that they knew very well when they passed the partial birth abortion bill that it wouldn't stand judicial muster. Now, when they wanted to pass the Military Commission Act 2 weeks ago, and they did not want any interference from the courts, they simply put an appendix on there that said no court will have any right to challenge what we've said in this Military Commission Act. Why didn't they do that when they were dealing with the partial birth abortion bill? And, of course, because they didn't want to. It's all symbolism over substance. It's rhetoric over reality. And all the pro-life Republicans were standing and cheering because our fearless Republicans had done what they promised to do. But they did it knowing it wouldn't work. And all they had to do was do exactly what President Bush had recently done when he wanted to take away the right of habeas corpus from Americans who are living in this country. Maybe they're not citizens. We don't know how it's going to stand up with citizens.
Yes.
Because after all, once you've been accused of being a terrorist, you know, how are you going to get to court to prove that you're an American citizen? I mean, the courts cannot intervene, according to the terms of the legislation they passed, because they put in this, actually, from Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, which Republicans could have done with abortion. They could have done that with the partial birth abortion bill, and so much legislation they passed. They passed it specifically knowing that it would be overturned by the courts. But they got the credit from their people who voted for them. They got the accolades, you know, of the public. And then, of course, they got attacked by the radical left. But they knew it wasn't going to do anything effectively. It's about time the American people began to learn how the game is played. Well, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Nancy Levant. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 25th, 2006. Gold opened at $581.10, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $612.53. Again, that's $612.53 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we have talking to Nancy Levant about really what's happening as far as the church in America is concerned. Now, if you look at our society today and you realize, of course, the society reflects what's going on in the church, why, it doesn't look very good for the church, does it? I mean, we find that within the Christian community about half the marriages are ending divorce, just about the same as in the regular community, and about the same incidence of, you know, a birth out of wedlock, and the same incidence of abortion. All of these issues are very real, and they're moral issues, and if the church was really making a difference, we would not be seeing what we're seeing. we would not be seeing so many young men trapped in this whole world of homosexuality, a very unhappy homosexual lifestyle, and tragic people. But certainly the church is not doing what it should do as far as providing the moral leadership, that giving people alternatives of an attitude, of giving people hope, making people understand that that there is somebody that we're answerable to.
And no, the church is pushing a socialist agenda. That's exactly what the church is being paid to do now.
Go right ahead, Nancy.
Well, that is my belief. I believe that the churches are being paid through their 501c3 status and their grants, their governmental grants, and through their association with the Department of Homeland Security. The churches are literally being paid to push the New World Order agenda, or the Agenda 21 agenda, or the socialist agenda, however you want to say it. I want to step back to the abortion issue for just a second. This is a really important thing. Now, America is not a very religious nation anymore. We can all agree to that. We can see how the traditions of the Christian religion specifically have been deadened and targeted in this country. It's very, very obvious to everyone, whether you're a Christian or whether you're not. But it's important to understand, no matter which side of the fence you ride when it comes to your belief, you know, should women be allowed to make the decision to abort, or should abortion be absolutely 100% illegal, no matter what you believe, what you need to understand is that the abortion issue, which has been always been front and center politically, and a very, very partisan issue as well, really came to fruition because one of the main missions of the new global government is global population reduction. Population reduction is one of the very primary issues. The powers that be in the upper echelons of the global government believe that there are too many commoners. They believe that we own too much land, we eat too much food, we have too much. And I think that because many of us are not wealthy people, I think that we do not fill the coffers of the wealthy or those at the top of the heap as they would like us to do. And so population reduction has become a very, very primary mission through all kinds of ways. I mean, we see manufactured super viruses. We see drugs that are released constantly that have not been tested properly, that are not ready to be released, and that have had extremely damaging results upon very large groups of people, including children. And, you know, even Agenda 21 talks about, you know, ways that we need to, that countries need to address their population issues, and if they don't, and if they don't significantly lower their populations, then there are basically prices to pay. And some of the prices that can be paid are wars are incited upon that country, and populations are then falsely and rather brutally lowered. And you have to understand that the abortion issue came into play in this political environment. The very political feminist groups came into play in this political environment, which told particularly westernized women that abortion was a right of liberation. And you have to understand that abortion has been used as a political ploy and movement to lower populations. That is its goal. And in the United States of America, we have lost nearly 50 million people through abortion since 1973. So you can see that it has worked very well.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Nancy Levant here at the Genesis Communication Network.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
And back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Nancy Levant. And before we go on, Nancy, let's tell our listeners how they can get the book you wrote and, of course, you get to your webpage.
Well, a good place to reach me is at www.newswithviews.com. You can reach my book. You can order a copy of my book at newswithviews.com or at amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com or through any major bookstore.
And what's the title of the book?
The title of the book is called The Cultural Devastation of American Women.
In fact, I got an email just this morning from some woman whose husband told her that she had to get a copy of the book, so she was calling to get the title, the author, and, of course, find out where to get it, and I gave her the references. So,
thank you.
The Cultural Devastation of American Women. It's a fascinating read, and we've had Nancy on talking about it, and we'll probably get her on again talking about it, because I think the issues are really so vitally important. But overall today, we're talking about the church and really what's happening with the church and the failure of the Christian church in America. And it's not because Christianity is not the true religion. It is simply because the organized church, our major leaders are taking money from the faith-based initiative, and we're talking about millions of dollars. And which one of our major leaders, Christian leaders in America today, has spoken out against the war in Iraq and the immorality of torturing detainees and torturing prisoners and the devastation of the civilians in Iraq? Have you heard anyone Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. I mean, the church has a responsibility for the children, so why don't they speak out and say to their people in their congregations, if you love your children, get them out of public schools and homeschool them, or at least get them into a church school someplace, but don't send them to government schools where they're going to have their values undermined and destroyed. And maybe you shouldn't be so concerned about having that extra house or all those fancy vacations or going on the cruise. Maybe the first obligation of a family is to raise their children and bring them about in the way of the Lord. And you're not going to hear that from our ministers today, because they wouldn't want to say anything that might offend anybody. And so we're losing a whole generation of our youth in government schools where their faith in the Lord is destroyed. And you destroy the faith of one generation. You've destroyed the nation. So pick up the story there, Nancy.
Well, you're so right. I mean, if you want to destroy the sovereign United States of America, teach your children send your children to public schools where they basically teach you that the sovereignty doesn't exist, that sovereignty is a mean-spirited political reality, and that we need to be global citizens. And then let the church basically provide a new religious belief for your children, and let the public schools back it up. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, and what it just blows my mind, frankly, to no end, is that the churches somehow make excuses for this complicit behavior. And, you know, I can't even begin to tell you the number of emails I have received from pastors around the country absolutely having fits at me for saying that you shouldn't be a 501c3. I mean, they're so worried about their money. They're so worried about their fancy organs and their fancy robes for their choirs and their gigantic revivals where they're telling people to be sustainable citizens rather than children of God, and to follow the commandments.
Well, it would be wonderful if we had ministers who are out there teaching the fear of the Lord and that we are answerable to Him. And when we sin, why, this is wrong, and there's got to be punishment for what we have done, not only in this world, but in the next world. And, you know, but they don't preach that anymore. We have this whole new gospel that has nothing to do with Christianity, that says God loves everybody, God would never punish anybody. My goodness, no, just go ahead and live the life you want to. Divorce your wife, get yourself a new girlfriend or boyfriend, and certainly, you know, send your kids to public schools, because we don't want to be controversial, and God loves everybody, and everybody's going to go to heaven. And I don't believe that's what the gospel teaches at all. But let's hear from you out there in the listening audience at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. How do you feel about the church? Do you think the church bears some responsibility for what has happened? Do you think the church is responsible for getting the Republicans into power and leading us into this war that has caused so much hatred for America, that has discredited Christianity throughout the world? Because believe me, when the Muslim sees those pictures of Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, and believe me, of course, those pictures would never have been allowed to be circulated without the full support of the current Bush administration. Why would they be doing everything they can to discredit Christianity if they're really a Christian
administration? And why? Okay. Nearing 90% of the churches in the United States of America now corporations. If you have 501c3 status, your church is a corporation. Corporations are in the business of making money. And this is highly, highly offensive crossbow here with me. You just cannot combine greed and profits and investments with religious beliefs. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. We're supposed to have, you know, yes, we have to go and live in the world and we have to make money, but we have a spiritual side that needs uplifting. We need fellowship, and that's the role of the church. It's not a corporate matter.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. There was a church, and I think it was in Indianapolis, Indiana. I've forgotten, but the minister there had made some remarks and didn't want to pay the taxes, and you know, and various sundry things, didn't want to pay payroll taxes, and he tried to fight the government, and finally, he got before a judge, and he put his case forward and said, "Look, this is religious freedom," and the judge says, "You don't understand. I mean, you are not a church.
That's right.
You are a corporation."
Right.
You do not have the protection of the Constitution that you claim because you forfeited when you became a corporation.
That's correct.
And that was, of course, what did them in, and they eventually lost the church because they were fighting it on entirely the wrong fundamentals because it compromised their principles and done what was expedient. And they didn't have to lose. If they had done what was right, you know, and renounced their 501c3 and, you know, if they were not a corporation, then they would have religious freedom to do as they wished in this country.
Well, and churches do not have to operate this way. A lot of them think now that they actually have to do this, but they don't. You don't have to have a paid pastor. You don't have to have paid secretary. You can have a church in an all-volunteer basis in somebody's house. It doesn't have to be this way.
All right. Well, we've got Chris calling in from Kentucky. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much. This is a very outstanding topic. You know, a few years ago in Kentucky, we had a couple of teachers that in our neighboring county of Bowling County a few years ago wanted to have prayer in the cafeteria, and it caused an outrage. Of course, the ACLU and the school board said no to it. And, of course, those teachers have lost their jobs. This is how bad it's getting out here. These children are not being taught anything. And, you know, you're bringing up the subject of all the other issues going on. No thumb scanning is going on to get food. The employees have to thumb scan. I mean, it's building the mark of the beast. This is all biblical, what is coming into the Antichrist.
You won't get any argument from me at all. I think that the average individual doesn't want to see it. Because they don't realize how they're using the church, you know, to really keep the people from understanding what's going on. Of course, one of the biggest things is, Chris, this belief in the pre-tribulation rapture. Oh, we're all going to be raptured out of here before anything bad ever happens, because God loves you and he's not going to let anything bad happen to you. Well, you tell that to the people in Germany, the Christians in Germany, who were told the same thing back in the 1930s, and of course, it was a lie. They were told all about Romans 13, and you had to obey the government, because, after all, God had put Adolf Hitler in place, and he was a wonderful Christian gentleman. Then when it turned out he was a monster, well, he was God's monster, and God is going to use him. And he did use him. He used him to destroy the church in Germany. And you go to Germany today, and you try to find a congregation there, and they're sort of like hen's teeth. There are a few of them around, but you're going to have a hard time finding them. So the same things are going on right here in America. The church has been neutralized, and we have so many Christians who are so heavenly-minded. They're no earthly good. They worship the ground their head is buried in.
It absolutely is, and I'm starting to see a lot of orange and blue on these televised church broadcasts, too.
Okay. Yeah, somebody brought that out the other day. I thought that was so interesting. Okay, anything else, Chris?
I just wanted to say keep up the good work. I am a food service in the public school system, and I'm resigning. So I've given my notice. I just cannot be in there anymore, and I'm going to spread the word and try to wake more people up. It's just nothing but the government to use people.
You get them listening to Radio Liberty, and then you get them to read Nancy's book, and you can get Nancy's articles up there on newswithviews.com. She's a regular commentator, and the articles she's written are actually archived there, and you can pull them down.
And the foods that are being served in our schools, they need to be cleaner than that. Go organic. That's what needs to be. That's what God put our foods in here, to keep our bodies clean.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting things, a little off the subject, but we had Lorraine Day on one of our programs about a week and a half ago. She was talking about a prison here in California where the man who built this prison, it was going to be a proprietary prison, they were going to get paid so much for putting up the prisoners, but he wanted to put all these prisoners onto a vegetarian diet. And the prison board said, "You can't do that." Well, what you can do is, you know, you can put half of the prisoners on the vegetarian diet, and the other half, and you can't force them to take the vegetarian diet, and all of them are going to want to have the regular diet anyway, and then you got to feed them the regular diet, but you can offer the vegetarian diet. Well, pretty soon, all the prisoners wanted the vegetarian diet. What was so fascinating was that the the recurrent crime among those who were on a vegetarian diet, it was about maybe 10 or 15%, whereas the recurrent crime among those who were fed the regular diet was about 85%, and it was so successful that they shut down the prison.
So
that's a fascinating story, and we can get Lorraine to come on the afternoon program and tell it sometime. There's a great deal of relationship between nutrition and behavior. In fact, we've got a great new DVD by our good friend Russell Blaylock. The whole idea, nutrition and behavior. You eat right, you're going to behave right.
That's exactly right.
Okay, God bless. Anything else, Chris?
I just want to keep on. I told some people about you, and they are waking up, and they have read your book, Brotherhood
of Darkness. Okay. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.
And Nancy, do you have any comment before we get to our next caller?
Well, you know, the one thing that struck me was Agenda 21 really pushes for American people not to eat meat. And, you know, when you look at the mad cow and, you know, now this forthcoming pandemic, the avian flu issues, it's just kind of laughable, really, because once again, what you're seeing is this super technocratic controlled society that is coming down the pipeline here. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And we should also make note that the prison population for a very long time has been used kind of as lab rats for new drugs. It's a very, very, very drugged population, just like American seniors. And now American students seem to be the next in line. And so, once again, you just have to kind of look at the big picture and what global governance is really about, because it is about really abject and communistic-style control.
Amen to that. Well, we've got Rick calling in from Texas. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question for Nancy?
Yeah, well, mainly a comment, and then you can comment on what I got out of what y'all are saying. Corporations, that's where it's going, and it's kind of been prophesied in the book of Daniel, the fourth beast. That's the one that was different from the first three, and we've always considered that as the Roman Empire, which it probably was, but it's also God. You know, does things twice. He does things different ways. The Messiah came the first time as a suffering Savior. The second time he's coming like a king. But anyway, so the second fourth beast is this corporation, and it's a corporation's a soulless entity just like a beast is. And so I think like the writer of Revelation, Saint John the Divine, he couldn't. You know, there was no such thing as a corporation back then, so he called them beasts.
May very well have. Good point, and thank you so very much for calling. Really appreciate that. Let's go to, we have a caller from Ohio. Who's calling from Ohio? Who's calling from Ohio?
Tim?
Yeah.
Timothy?
Timothy. Hi, Timothy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, you've talked in the past about the Georgia Guidestones.
Yes, uh-huh.
And on their writings, it's like they want to reduce the population to a sustainable level of 500 million.
Right.
And also, all over the world, every government and corporation are pushing this global warming caused by carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas.
Right.
And I was thinking that, you know, all human beings exhale carbon dioxide. Could this be a possible genocide policy that will be in the forming?
Well, they actually have all sorts of new programs there. At Fort Detrick, they're actually producing all sorts of new horrible diseases there. They're in the process of doing it now. Diseases which I believe are going to create terrible epidemics. We already see some of their diseases they've created. AIDS is a man-made disease. You can tell that. You can go up on the State Department at this website where they deal with misinformation. They'll tell you, you just don't have to worry. AIDS is not a biological weapon. It wasn't produced by the CIA. And the reason we can assure you of that is because the Russians say that they made up the story. So, therefore, it isn't true.
Well, the other thing that is very worrisome to me is we have this new mental health scenario that is dropping like bombs on every American citizen. The new Freedom Commission on Mental Health basically says that all people, American citizens, actually beginning from infancy and throughout their lives, need to be routinely checked for mental health issues. Now, I can guarantee you that historically in this country, people who have been diagnosed with mental illnesses are often also refused the right of reproduction. Once again, we see the same game that is being played. And you have to understand, this is so important, one of the main issues of global governance, specifically of the UN's Agenda 21, is depopulation. And yes, I have heard many figures, they want, you know, the population down to this number or this number, but the bottom line seems to be that they want the population reduced between two-thirds to three-fourths by the year 2050. So you can bet that there's going to be a whole lot of scenarios that are going to be eliminating people, eliminating pregnancies, eliminating reproductive rights. I have read articles from physicians who are writing thoughts about making pregnancy, in order to become pregnant,
We're out of time, Nancy. God bless you. We'll get you on again real soon.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks, Rick.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we're in a sort of a bind now. If there's any way you could help out, we'd sure appreciate it. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and for a gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, or CDs, and the monthly newsletter, although we're about a month behind in the newsletter, but it's ready to go out. And boy, is it a corker. You'll really want to get the September newsletter. And, of course, it'll be available up on the Internet in a couple of days. Or, of course, you'll be able to get a free copy if you don't have access to the Internet. And then, of course, we want to mention that we certainly are going to try to actually publish Dr. Cuddy's book. It's called The Secret Records Revealed. It's a great book. And if you'd like to get a copy of Secret Records Revealed, or get the full case of them, because this is an offer for pre-publication, you get a case of his books for $149.95 plus shipping, and you'll get them after they're printed. But it's a great book. You can put them up on eBay. You can put them onto Amazon. You can sell them that way at full price. Right now, of course, we pre-publication offer a case of Dr. Cuddy's books for $149.95 plus shipping. So if you're interested, give us a call. And then if we can get enough support for that, we'll get that book back in print and Dr. Cuddy's other books. Dr. Cuddy is the finest researcher we have in America, in my estimation. Believe me, I know them all. And he is impeccable as far as his documentation. And you need those quotations that he has and, of course, where they came from. And I can guarantee that they're all accurate. We've actually put an index in the book. We put an epilogue in the book, and you'll want to get your hands on it. And you'll want to get it distributed to your friends. Now, we're also carrying a number of new DVDs dealing with what happened on 9-1-1. We're carrying 9-1-1, Press for the Truth, the story of the Jersey Girls. We're carrying Alex Jones' great new DVD, Terror Storm. We're carrying In Plain Sight, put out by Joyce and her husband, Joyce Riley and her husband. And then, of course, we're carrying 9-1-1, The Day That Changed America Forever. The Day That Changed America Forever by Dave Wagner. All fascinating. I'll tell you different aspects of it. Let me explain to you what it's all about. They want to bring us into World War III. They want to bring about a world government. They needed an incident to get us to be willing to go to war. In fact, Condoleezza Rice, and you'll find this on page 180 of the book Without Precedent, written by Tom Keene, a co-chairman of the 9-1-1 Commission, just happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and Lee Hamilton, the vice chair of the 9-1-1 Commission, just happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and 10 years in the Trilateral Commission. But there they tell us that when they asked Condoleezza Rice, why didn't you do something about Al-Qaeda? Didn't you know there was a problem? And she said, sure, we knew there was a problem. But the American people weren't ready. There had to be a catastrophe that would change the attitude of the people so they'd be willing to accept surveillance, so that it would change the whole way they looked at the world. And, 9-1-1 was that incident, that catastrophe, wasn't it? And that's all it was all about. Donald Rumsfeld, on page 161, was asked why they didn't do something. He said, we were working on it. We had a plan. In fact, we finished that plan on September 10th. We finished the plan on September 10th. The day before the 9-1-1 attack. That's page 161. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's all right there. You just got to connect the dots, and it's pretty obvious what it was about. This is all covered in my latest newsletter. That's the September newsletter. If you want to get a free copy of it, but you really need to subscribe to the newsletter or join the Radio Liberty family, or at least go to our website. Your job is to tell other people about our program. Your job is to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, which is the best introduction to the spiritual aspect of what's going on. Everybody can tell you about the Trilateral Commission and about Donald Rumsfeld, but nobody ties this together to the spiritual forces, the truly satanic and demonic forces which are directing what's going on today. If you haven't read our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, there are three of them together in a set for only $9.95. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion. It'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. If we want calls, we'll repeat the numbers. But right now we have Phyllis Schlafly with us, the president of Eagle Forum, and somebody who's been on the front lines of this battle, well, even longer than I have, and that's an awful long time. Phyllis Schlafly, thank you very much for being with us today.
Hello, Dr. Stan. Always good to join you.
Well, of course, you've written this book, The Supremacist, and it goes into what the Supreme Court is doing. So would you like to discuss a little bit about that, some of the decisions they're making? Can we be any more confident now that we have two new justices on the Supreme Court? And where is America going, and what should we do about it?
Well, the courts are a terrible problem because so many of them have decided that they are smarter and wiser than the rest of us, and they can be supreme over the other branches of government and the will of the American people. And unfortunately, even some who might have been good or appointed by Republicans get to feeling that way after they're on the bench. But I do think we have made a step in the right direction by replacing O'Connor with Alito. O'Connor voted twice for abortion, twice for gay rights, and twice against the Ten Commandments. And I have every reason to think that Alito would not be like that. But it won't be a big change in the court until we get another justice on the court. However, we've got the problem of all these lower federal courts, hundreds of them appointed by Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, and even Lyndon Johnson. And they're locked in with life tenure, and they're doing all kinds of mischief in so many ways. Unfortunately, the lower federal courts, for example, are very anti-parent. There have been anti-parent decisions in five of the circuits, and those cases will never go to the Supreme Court. A few weeks ago, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said on television that the court only takes 1% of the appeals that are made to it. So that means that the decision of the lower federal court is final. And it's just simply very unfortunate the way they are so pro-public school, let the public school do whatever it wants, and anti-parent.
Well, of course, but the thing is that the vast majority of the people on those benches have been reported by, Republicans. Certainly Ronald Reagan was there for 8 years. The Bush was there, first Bush presidency for 4 years. Bill Clinton was there for 8 years, but now we've had George Bush. So they've been there, the Republicans have been in power twice as long as the Democrats, and yet we've still got all these turkeys on these courts who are doing all these wrong things.
Well, we do indeed. Seven of the nine justices on the U.S. Supreme Court were appointed by Republicans, And the Republicans have not scored very well. We did get Clarence Thomas, and we did get Justice Scalia, but we got a few other ones we can't rely on, like Souter and Kennedy, who switches back and forth. And a lot of them kind of play to the media. Now that O'Connor's gone, Kennedy will be written about by the press as the most powerful man on the court, so he can switch back and forth.
And, of course, I remember when he was a Republican here in the state of California. We were always told what a great conservative he was. When he got back to Washington, D.C., why, he wasn't such a great conservative. So you really have a hard time, really, evaluating what's really in a man's heart. Maybe we need people who fear God back there in the Supreme Court. We're going to be back in just a moment with Phyllis Schlafly here at Radio Liberty. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is this afternoon is Phyllis Schlafly. And Phyllis is just saying that certainly they should pass legislation taking away from the courts the ability to intervene as far as the Pledge of Allegiance is concerned. In other words, they could say, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance will be said with under God in it. And using Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, the courts cannot intervene, which, of course, the Congress has been very loath to do on anything of importance. And then there's something as disastrous as the recent, Military Commissions Act bill, which I'm very, very concerned about, which, of course, you really do not know how this can be interpreted. But they've said that the courts cannot intervene. So they don't put that provision in when it's important. And something where it could really impact on all of our freedoms, they put it in. I just don't understand that.
Am I on now?
You are right on, Rachel.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Dr. Stan, and we shouldn't put up with it. And I just want to point out that this power to take away jurisdiction from the court has been in the Constitution from the very beginning. The Founding Fathers set it up that way. They did not create the lower federal courts. Congress created them, and whatever you create, you can uncreate or regulate. And so that is what we urge. Now, let's look at another area where we don't trust the court, and that's the matter of the Boy Scouts. The ACLU is on a mission to expel the Boy Scouts from every public school and public property. And every July, the Boy Scouts have a jamboree on a military property in Virginia. It's a big deal. They get 30,000 scouts and I think 300,000 spectators, and the president usually goes. And this last July, they whooped it up, and then the ACLU took the case to a Clinton-appointed judge in Chicago who ruled that they can't have it anymore because they're pledging to do their duty to God and country. Now, we like the Boy Scouts, and Congress simply ought to take this power away from the courts to do that. There's nothing in the First Amendment that says you can't acknowledge God on public property. And likewise on the Ten Commandments. The ACLU has been going around the country along with some other atheist organizations like the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, trying to get rid of every monument and plaque that has to do with the Ten Commandments. And that's quite a story because they had many of these cases, and two of them made their way up to the Supreme Court last year. And the Supreme Court gave us a Solomon decision. They cut it in half. And the one that came up out of Texas, the court said, well, that monument is outside, and we think that might be all right. And anyway, it was put up with a secular motive. It was put up to promote Cecil B. DeMille's great movie, The Ten Commandments. So we'll let that one stay. But, oh, that Ten Commandments in Kentucky, that's inside. And it's inside the courthouse. And we suspect that it was put up with a religious motive. So you'll have to tear that down. Now, these decisions are completely inconsistent. And then the court looked at, what are we going to do about the Ten Commandments on the walls of the Supreme Court? Because they are in several places on the walls of the court. We're going to call these marble blasters in and blast them off? Well, the court said, we've thought about that. And you really can't read what's on the tablets that Moses is bringing down from the mountain. So we'll let those stay. Now, do you think they thought we don't know what was on Moses' tablets?
Well, not only that, but on the doors that take you into the Supreme Court chambers,
right.
You can read it right there. So, you know, they can't get around that, nor can they get around to the fact that they open their sessions every day with the flyer. When the fellow comes in and he says, oh, God, save the United States in this and I guess he says honorable court.
Yes, he does say honorable court.
He should say this honorable court. But, I mean, how do they get around that one?
Well, they just haven't taken that up yet.
And, of course, they know it's hypocrisy.
Well, of course
they know
it is.
They know what they're doing. They want to destroy the faith of our children. They can't destroy the faith of the older people, but they can destroy the faith of the children. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. They're very, I believe they're diabolical. They're very clever. But the fact that nobody is speaking out and saying there is a conspiracy against God, and many of the people within our court system are part of that conspiracy.
It's an organized campaign. There's no question about it. You know, if ten lawsuits against the Ten Commandments are filed in different parts of the country, somebody organized that.
Right.
It's obvious. And former Chief Justice Rehnquist talked about the fact that the court bristles with hostility to religion. And that is contrary to our heritage, to our history, to the desires of the American people. I think there was an NBC poll just this week that showed that it's 90% of the American people like the Pledge of Allegiance just the way it is. And the court shouldn't overrule that. And and no reasonable person thinks we are establishing a religion in violation of the First Amendment when the third graders pledge allegiance to the flag.
Oh, not only that, but there was a poll this last week that showed over 90% of the people thought that they should be prayer allowed in school, not necessarily a denominational prayer, but at least acknowledgement of God in our schools. But, of course, those people on the Supreme Court don't want the children to be able to acknowledge God because they don't want them to believe in God. In fact, their justification for taking the Ten Commandments down, I know you, sure, you know it better than I do, there in that Stone, what's this, Brown case or whatever it was, and you know, where they said they shouldn't have the Ten Commandments posted because if they were posted, the children might read them, and if they read them, they might meditate upon them. If they meditated upon them, they might obey them. They might obey the Ten Commandments, and that was a violation of the wall of separation. What madness is that?
Well, I'll bet most parents wish the kids would obey the Ten Commandments today because the discipline has broken down in a lot of the schools. Yes, and there is this organized campaign, and yes, prayer was thrown out of the school in 1962 by the Earl Warren Court. And in my book, The Supremacist, I date the mischief, the problems we have, from the appointment of Earl Warren as Chief Justice. And, you know, he got his appointment to the court in a very crooked deal. It was a deal that was made at the 1952 Republican National Convention in Chicago. And the Eisenhower handlers made a deal with Warren, who was then governor of California, to deliver the huge California delegation votes on the important rules committee vote. And he made the deal if he would get the first vacancy on the court. And the first vacancy was the Chief Justice. And, of course, Eisenhower knew nothing about this deal. And then they went to him and said, well, you have to give this appointment to Warren. And he didn't really like that. But, at any rate, he felt he had to honor the bargain. And he later on, somebody asked Eisenhower, did you ever make any mistakes while you were president? And he said, yes, too, and they're both sitting on the Supreme Court. The other one was William Brennan, who was just as bad. But at any rate, these men set out to convey the idea that we have a living and evolving Constitution, and that it can be reinterpreted according to their own biases. And and the Warren Court started all of these lines of bad decisions. They started the anti-religious line with throwing the prayer out of the school in 1962, and it's now gotten to where you can't say an invocation at a high school graduation, you can't say a prayer before a football game. The Warren Court threw out all the laws against obscenity by a series of decisions in the 1960s that really overturned all our laws to protect decency, and overturned the local juries, the local prosecutors, the state laws, and so forth. And Hollywood got the message, anything goes, and now it's the pornographers who have the benefit of the First Amendment, not religious people. And the freedom of people to corrupt our youth has gotten to the point where one of the recent decisions was the state of Washington put a little tax on a retailers who sell videos to teens that show them how to kill policemen. And the judge ruled in that case that this is just as much entitled to First Amendment protection as the finest of literature.
Well, I think sometimes we live in a world out mad. Other times I'm absolutely certain of it.
I guess we ought to talk about what the judges are doing on marriage, because the New Jersey State Supreme Court today handed down a very supremacist decision. They didn't issue same-sex marriage licenses, but they did give the state civil unions, sort of like Vermont, and then told the legislature within 180 days you have to pass a new law giving same-sex couples all the benefits of marriage. Now, if we had some real men in this country who are not wimps, they would tell the court, go jump in the lake, because the court has no business telling the legislature what laws to pass.
Amen to that. And yet, of course, everybody says, well, after all, we're a nation of law. We're a nation of law, and the judges have said it. It's got to be true. And the judges certainly are answerable to the law. They can't make up the law. And as you pointed out in your book, they're making law. They're not, you know, adjudicating laws. And Congress has allowed them to get away with it. And Congress could do away with their jobs tomorrow. And if they did away with the jobs of about 50 judges, I think we might see them beginning to stand up and take notice.
That's right. That's what they ought to do. And to get them to do it, your listeners need to have my book, The Supremacist, and use it as a basis for a study group so you can talk about these issues, too.
And where can they get the book?
They can go on my website at eagleforum.org, or they can call at 1-800-726-8096.
One more time.
1-800-726-8096.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment here with Phyllis Schlafly.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Revelation speaks of a great false church which has deceived the whole world. This great false church, the Whore of Babylon, is drunk on the blood of the saints. Have you always felt something just wasn't right with the churches? All the pagan propaganda, Easter eggs, idols, Christmas trees, memorials for the dead at Halloween? What about communion? Why would the Messiah institute a symbolic blood-drinking ceremony which breaks the Torah law as well as civilized social custom? Pastors and priests have no answers. Two Witnesses Ministries has solved the communion conspiracy. Order now in this 175-page blockbuster entitled Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Request a fax by writing P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas 79604. Or call now 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics Agents of Mystery Babylon forge into a new covenant the blood-drinking abomination that is communion. Beware, damnation is pronounced upon this blood-drinking whore. Call now, 325-572-3913.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Let's halt right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess. Is Phyllis Schlafly? Her book is The Supremacist. That's The Supremacist, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. An excellent book, an excellent source of information, an excellent means by which you can familiar yourself with really what's gone on and then discuss it intelligently. And we were simply pointing out that what has happened is we've had judges like Sandy O'Connor and Booth was Ruth Bader Ginsburg or one of the others.
Both of them.
Have actually said that they would go to foreign countries. They would go to the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights and other places to get means of knowing what our Constitution really said so we could, interpret our Constitution in light of what other legal documents are saying. And I was simply asking Phyllis, where do they get the right to do that? These people have taken an oath to uphold our Constitution. I would think that that would be grounds for impeachment, especially when they come out publicly and say they're going to other constitutions and other international documents to learn how to interpret our Constitution, because the Constitution is not evolving. It's written in stone and can only be changed by the amendment process, and when the judges start doing it, they have violated the oath that they swore to uphold.
That's right, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sandra O'Connor have gone around making speeches calling for that. But even more important is the way it's been used in Supreme Court decisions. And the first one that did that was an opinion written by Justice Kennedy in the case called Lawrence v. Texas. And this is the decision that threw out the Texas anti-sodomy law. Now, some states had anti-sodomy laws. Most states didn't. But there's nothing in the Constitution to prevent it. And so they looked around the world to find some way to throw it out. And they cited the European Court of Human Rights, the British Parliament, and some brief filed by some UN High Commissioner. And based on that, they threw out the Texas sodomy law. And then the next case was the Simmons case. And that was the case that came up out of St. Louis here, where I am. This was a 17-year-old kid who wanted to commit a thrill murder. So he and his pal broke into the home of a woman at 2 a.m., hog-tied her hand and feet, duct-taped her head, and then put her in the car and drove her to the bridge over the Merrimack River and threw her in the river to drown. And he had all his due process, you know, cases like this go on years, and he had all his due process, and the jury ordered capital punishment. And the case went up to the Supreme Court. Now, your listeners can think whatever they want to think about capital punishment, but there is nothing in the Constitution to prohibit it. And there's nothing about age when you come to the matter of capital punishment. But the court wanted to let him go. And they said, we see a trend against juvenile capital punishment in Iran, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, China, and a couple of other countries. And based on that, they said that Missouri could not execute this guy.
I mean, that is the most incredible decision I've ever heard.
Well, it is.
And I don't think, you know, if the public really knew what was going on, but so many of the issues such as that, they're not being brought before the public. You're not hearing about them night after night after night after day after morning after evening on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC. I mean, if our attention was focused on this, there would be an outcry from the American people.
That's right. You have to listen to programs like yours and a few other programs. But these are the kinds of issues that I explain in plain language in my book, The Supremacist. It's organized so that there's a chapter in each one of these areas, and I show how it's happened. I've got one on the cases that concern the acknowledgement of God, one on marriage, one on criminal law, one on pornography, one on feminism and the abortion issue, one on the property rights issue, one on parents' rights, one on the tax issue, and then I show the historical background of how it happened, and then I have the remedies. And among the remedies, one we discussed earlier, which is simply Congress passing a law saying that there are certain type of cases the judges cannot hear, such as the cases that pretend to decide something can't be, that you cannot acknowledge God on public property. And we don't want to let the judges get by with that, so Congress should take it off the table.
Well, let's just hope one of these days that we'll have people in Congress who really fear God and will do what's right. And we're just going to have to keep pressing in that direction and trying to get, of course, the good people of America to realize that freedom is not free. And if we're not involved, believe me, the people on the other side are involved. They have a different agenda. They have a different worldview. It's time we took America back. Either that or the dream that is America will soon be lost forever. And we'll be right back here in just a moment.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Phyllis Schlafly, and we're talking about her book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It, and I certainly recommend the book to you. And once again, Phyllis, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization and what they may be able to get off of your website you'd like them to know about, and then how they can order a copy of your book, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It, The Supremacist, I should say.
Well, you can go on my website, which is eagleforum.org, or you can call toll-free at 1-800-726-8096, 1-800-726-8096. And the book, The Supremacist, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It, is such a good handbook to understand what the courts are doing and what you can do about it. I do urge your listeners to start judicial reform study groups using my book as the text. And if you will write me or email me with a commitment to start a study group of at least a half a dozen of your friends, I will give you a free study guide to help you ask questions and carry on and conduct the conversation. Each member of the study group will have to have his own book because it's just such a wonderful resource on all of these issues. And then I also have my monthly Phyllis Schlafly report, which is $20 a year. Dr. Stan, it's now in its 40th year. And I write on lots of subjects. I write on the judges. I write on immigration. I write on feminism. I write on the National Education Association and all kinds of education issues.
And I read it every month when it comes. We enjoy it very much. We appreciate so much you sending it. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. If you have a question for Phyllis on this subject, because we will never be able to have regain our freedom and have a free society under a constitution, a constitution of law rather than a rule by men, until we, of course, get the court situation straightened out. So if you'd like to talk to Phyllis or give a call, have a question, once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So give us a call if you have a question on this specific subject. Now, you know, we see this whole thing coming down the line. And, you know, really only about 1% of cases are actually that are
decisions made. Make it to the Supreme Court, yeah. So, only about 1% make it of the appeals coming up from the lower federal courts. And that's what makes these lower federal courts so powerful. They're you simply don't make it to the Supreme Court. You take the matter of parents' rights, which is very important to a lot of our people. The Supreme Court decisions of past years were really quite good. And we thought it was settled law that the parents have the absolute right to the control the upbringing of their own children. Well, now we have five circuits, including your infamous Ninth Circuit out there in California, that have handed down very anti-parent decisions. The worst one was last year's, called the Palmdale decision, in which the court ruled that parents' rights in public schools do not extend beyond the threshold of the school door. Okay? That is so shocking. And this involved the giving the children a very nosy questionnaire and asking them all questions about sex. And the court said that schools can teach your kid anything they want to about sex, period, anything.
Well, I think, of course, the thing that should be a warning to every parent, as far as I'm concerned, to get your child out of the government schools, because if the government is paying for your education, why, they're going to control the education, and they're going to corrupt the morals of your children and destroy their belief in God. I think it's just that simple. I think there are people within our educational system who have a different world vision, who have a different world view. So anyway, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And let's go to Mike, who's calling in from Santa Cruz. Mike, did you have a question on the subject we're talking about?
Well, close, I think. I want to ask Mrs. Schlafly if she knows anything about the Title X funding that President Bush signed that increased Planned Parenthood's budget by about $30 to $40 million. I think this was about a year or so ago.
All right, fine. How do you feel about the president signing legislation that funds Planned Parenthood?
I think it's an outrage that Planned Parenthood should get millions of dollars of our tax money. I just think it's an outrage. I don't know the exact number, but it is in the millions of dollars, and I think it's a total outrage.
And I agree with you, and I think that I think we should all be write to the president and let him know that we feel that he is betraying his promise to the American people, at least to the conservatives and the Christians who elected him. Mike, did you have another question?
Well, no, I just think that's very frustrating and confusing that he would do such a thing like that.
I appreciate so much the call, Mike. Okay.
Well, they're probably using some of it. You know, when you get if the people get a grant of taxpayers' money, the first thing they use it for is to lobby to get more money. So they're probably lobbying to get more money on the money that they've already been given.
But, of course, what worries me is that that will free up other money for their abortion programs. And of course,
they'll tell you none of the money that taxpayers are giving them will be used for abortion. But money's fungible. If you put $10 in the bank, it can be used for anything.
All right, fine. Well, again, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, certainly our current Supreme Court, and as I remember, both Roberts and our new Supreme Court justice were there when this Kelo decision came down. How do you feel about the Kelo decision?
Well, that's another area, and I do have a chapter on that in my book. And this is a clear case where the supremacist judges thought they could change a word in the Constitution. The Constitution says that private property can be taken for public use, and the justices just changed it to public purpose. And then they gave a very broad definition to purpose, which is to put more tax money into the hands of the local government. And, you know, of course, liberals always think getting more tax revenue is a good public purpose. The good news is that there has been a very great opposition to this decision, and about 25 states have passed some kind of a state law that mitigates the effect of the decision in some way.
In fact, here in California, I think it's Proposition 90. Maybe somebody could call in and correct me, but Proposition 90 basically is an effort to, get around Kelo and say you cannot simply take people's property because you want to give it to your friends who wants to pull it into development. This is going to give you a lot of campaign contributions. In fact, one of the few times I've really agreed very, very strongly was with Arnold Schwarzenegger when, of course, the Kelo decision had just come out and Arnold was on with Jay Leno one evening. And when Jay Leno mentioned this, Arnold's response was, in his thick Austrian accent, well, that just means, that you give the politicians campaign contributions and they give you somebody else's property. That's what they have. That's terrible. And I said, Arnold, you're right on.
Yes, he got it, didn't he?
He sure did. And I think that most people, if you stop and think about it, I mean, what right do they have to take your property? Maybe they want to build a road. Maybe they want to build a school. But not to take your property and sell it to one of their friends in the name of, well, it's going to be good for the local community. And I think that people were incensed, and I think justifiably so. Well, now, was Justice Alito there, and how did he and Justice Roberts vote on that, do you recall?
Alito wasn't there. I'm sure Roberts voted right if he was there. I'm a little bit unsure about what is the exact date of it, but they would have voted right on that. But I will point out that this trend to take away private property is another one of the trends that started when the Earl Warren Court was in full bloom in the 1950s. They just started all of this damage, the pornography cases, the anti-God cases, the taxes, the criminal law, and also the property rights. And there's still some other areas we haven't had time to discuss. For example, the taxes. Now, you would think that if there's anything that ought to be strictly a legislative function, it would be raising taxes and spending the taxpayers' money. And state courts have gotten the idea that, well, the federal courts are so important, they can get by with evolving the Constitution, we can do it too. So you have lawsuits now in about 25 states where the lawyers have gone into court and asked the state Supreme Court to order more money into the public schools and raise taxes to do it. And some of them, unfortunately, are doing this. I mean, the ground zero was Kansas on that, and the state Supreme Court ordered the legislature to put more money into the schools and I think the legislature should have said, this is not your business. Get out of the way.
Well, we've seen the same things as far as the overcrowding of the jails, and they've just stepped in and said, well, you've got to, you know, you can't have that many prisoners in your jails. You got to, you know, appropriate more money or build more jails or something of that sort. Mm-hmm. And these are not decisions that's left up to the judges to tell the legislature what to do. And yet they seem to be getting away with it. And usually the legislature just caves right in. And sometimes the judges will even threaten the legislatures if they don't go along with their edicts. And I'd like to see the legislators. I remember, what was it? Whether it was Jefferson or one of the other presidents, you know, said the judges can go ahead and say what they want to, but no, I guess it was Jackson, but they don't have an army.
Yeah. Well, Alexander Hamilton said that the judiciary would always be the weakest branch of government. Well, that was true for about 150 years, but it isn't true today. They're the most powerful branch of government. When somebody asked John Kerry if he was for same-sex marriage, he said, I'm going to leave it up to the judges. Well, what that means is he knows he can't get this through the legislatures, so they want to shop around and find a friendly judge and get some judge to order it, and then to get people to stand around and say, oh, whatever some judge says is the law of the land.
I know, and it just makes you so furious when you see this sort of thing happening. And there's not an outcry from the media saying to John Kerry, I mean, don't you have a position, or are you going to simply become subservient to whatever the judges say? Well, anyway, of course, the issue.
Well, that's what they're teaching in the law school,
right?
And so now you've got all these young people who think that's the way it is, and I just hope with study groups that the American people will realize that they have the right and the capability to speak up on this issue. You know, Dr. Stan, I started out my activism in the years when we were fighting communism in the late 50s and the 60s.
Right.
And I developed a study guide system of 10 lessons, 10 meetings, in which we would all come together and we would read a congressional committee report on communism. And I packaged it for different organizations. And at one time, I think we had 5,000 of these study groups all over the country. And so we developed a very informed electorate about the issue of communism, because there were so many fine congressional investigations that had exposed the evil of communism. And that's what I'm trying to reinstate in our country now, is study groups. It gives people the opportunity to come together, get off the TV, read something, and then develop the facility in talking about it, so that you're able to talk on the talk shows and in the and to your members of Congress.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's an idea that's time is coming, and really that's how I got started in the early 1960s, doing exactly the same sort of thing, realizing, of course, that you know, education was so important, and you had to be able to articulate what you believe, and you can learn so much simply by reading and then talking to others and then honing your ability to express yourself. In fact, in those days, I was always very, very shy and bashful and frightened to death to be on the radio. I'll never forget, I think it was 62 when I first got started doing talk radio. But we need to get people to overcome those fears, to learn how to present themselves, how to present the ideas, to become familiar with them. And incidentally, earlier I'd mentioned the Supreme Court case, Stone, having to do with the Ten Commandments. That was Stone versus Graham back there in about 1980. Where they found that it was illegal to have the Ten Commandments posted, because if it was posted, it wouldn't do any good unless the students read them. If they read them, they might meditate upon them. If they meditated upon them, they might obey them. And that was unconstitutional.
Oh, they said that was an interference with First Amendment. Isn't that ridiculous?
I know.
There was a friend of mine who raised private money to put a copy of the Ten Commandments in all the classrooms in Kentucky. And they had to be taken out. And when they were taken out, she gave me one of those copies. I have it hanging at our Eagle Farm Education Center in St. Louis.
Well, let's hope that at least it will be a while before they come to take that down as well.
I hope so.
Well, I think it's so vastly important that what we have to do is educate the people. The reason we're losing is because the people don't understand that understanding our Constitution and maintenance of our freedom are inseparable. If you don't understand the Constitution, how can, of course, you oppose the people who are doing everything they can to enslave us and to expand progressively the power of the federal government? And, of course, that is, of course, where tyranny comes from. We were a free people because the power of government was limited, and liberty and limited government were synonymous, and our founding fathers realized that tyranny and total government are synonymous, and I would simply ask, which direction are we headed? Phyllis, you've got about 2.5 to 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, again, my book, The Supremacist, is your manifesto for study and for action. And this is the issue that is going to decide whether we believe in self-government, where we'll be governed by our elected representatives, whom we can defeat when we don't like, or whether we're going to be ruled by this little group of elitists who think they're smarter and better than we are and call themselves judges and claim they can handle the law, give us the law of the land. Judges should be like baseball umpires. You need them. We need the umpire to call the balls and strikes. But in this game that the Cardinals won when they beat the Tigers to go in the World Series, they won it when the umpire called a call strike, and that ended the game. And nobody challenged that. But if the umpire had called the batter out after two strikes, you know the stands would have erupted. And what the judges are doing today is to try to change the rules of our game, which is the Constitution. And that is not their job. They're there to call the close ones, but they have no business rewriting the Constitution, putting new words in, inventing new rights, and pretending that the First Amendment is being violated. So eagleforum.org is where you can get the message.
And of course, we do not want judges who have a bias against either the Cardinals or the Tigers and begin, of course, making the calls to determine who's going to win the game. And that's really what our judges are doing. Anyway, God bless you. Phyllis, thank you for everything you're doing, and we'll look forward to having you back again in the very near future.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners all across America and the world that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We have to finance what we do. We have to buy time, shortwave, internet, satellite, radio time, and quite frankly, we could certainly use your help. And we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And, of course, it's as easy as calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter. You can join the Tape of the Month Club. And, of course, you either get the four best tapes or the four best CDs of the, for the month. And then you get our newsletter when I get it written. And we're a little bit behind, but we'll get caught up here very soon. And then, of course, if you can help at this time, we'd certainly appreciate it. Well, we do sell a few items. We do sell the Berkey items, and we think you really should have a Berkey, Big Berkey, or Berkey Light, or the Berkey Sport bottles, or any of their products. We make them available through Radio Liberty, and, of course, you buy the, either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light through Radio Liberty. Why, we offer you a four-tape set or a video that we have produced as a reward and sign of our appreciation for your getting it to us. And then, of course, we do sell health products, and if you... You know, you're taking all sorts of vitamins and minerals, and you really don't know quite whether you're taking the right ones. Why don't you get a copy of our health catalog? We list there all the medicines that we take and the vitamins and minerals and really the proper doses, and so many of the doses that are being advocated today really are not adequate. And so we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting our health catalog and getting our products. I will tell you they're the finest ones. We actually used these same products before we started carrying them, and they will not sell this to us to sell under their label, so it's under the RL for Radio Liberty label, but they're top-notch products. And of course, if you'd like to get a free copy of our health catalog and hopefully get the books of the other items we list there, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, we actually carry two books on the Supreme Court. One is John Stormer's book, Betrayed by the Bench. That's Betrayed by the Bench, and it's excellent. The other is, of course, called The Myth of Separation. Pardon me, The Original Intent by David Barton. It was originally The Myth of Separation, but it's now called Original Intent. Both of these books deal with the Supreme Court, as well as Phyllis's excellent book, Betrayed by the Bench by John Stormer. Gives you the whole background of how the Supreme Court has been taken over. The Original Intent... It gives you the whole background to this idea of the wall of separation between church and state was created. But, of course, the one book that will really put everything into clarity is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it tells you what no other book will tell you, and that is why the Supreme Court did what it did. And it took God and prayer out of our schools because the Supreme Court was controlled by the Masons, who worship a different God and who wanted to destroy Christianity and the religious foundation of this nation. They controlled the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. At one time, 8 of the Supreme Court justices during that era, when they were destroying the religious foundation of our nation, 8 of those Supreme Court justices came from Masonic lodges that pledged their allegiance to the great architect of the universe, not to the God of the Bible. And until you understand that behind everything are powerful spiritual forces, You can't understand what's going on in America today. And why don't our religious leaders tell that? Well, if they did, they'd know that they would come under tremendous pressure, and they have far more fear of the enemy than they do of God. And so we do what we do, and we will tell you the truth, or always try to do the best we can to tell you the truth. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There really are supernatural forces out there intent upon the destruction of America and the enslavement of mankind. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Shull. The Federal Reserve left interest rates in place for a third straight meeting. James Limbaugh is in Washington.
The decision keeps the federal funds rate at 5.25%, where it's been since late June. Prior to that meeting, the central bank raised rates 17 consecutive times in a two-year effort to combat rising inflation. As a result, the prime lending rate, the benchmark for millions of consumer and business loans, will stay at 8.25%. The Fed's strategy is to hold the line on rates in hopes that a slowing economy will bring inflation down from what it sees as an uncomfortable level. James Limbaugh, Washington.
President Bush says he's confident Republicans will keep their majority status in the House and Senate in next month's elections. He says Americans will pick candidates who make them feel safe and will work for a strong economy. You're listening to the Information Radio Network.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to